Butcher, and a big, big welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start with one of our fave tenor men, and he's playing that fabulous traditional song that you'll know immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The guitarist on this Rudy Van Gelder recorded Savant album, Feb 97, guitarist Rodney Jones says of the session leader Houston Person, quote, he communicates feeling, honesty and sincerity. He's unique in that he touches the mind and the heart. He makes you happy, but he also grooves you, unquote. You'd expect any and all liner notes to speak well of the artists on the album, but Jones is right. There is a real honesty to Houston Person's playing, and yes, he always gets in the groove. The other musos are Joey DeFrancesco on the Hammond B3, Ms. Tracy Wormworth electric bass, and Bernard Pretty Purdy drums. I probably don't need to tell you that the song was the hymn-like Shenandoah. To quote Rodney Jones again, it's the American equivalent of Danny Boy, unquote. Great start to the show. I think we all remember the impact that Norah Jones had when she released her first solo album. Here's something from her latest and undoubtedly best recording. Ellington's little recorded Fleurette Africaine. The elegant liner notes on this Blue Note album, recorded in 2016, contain the lyrics to the first 11 songs, 8 of which were written by Norah Jones. She is credited with the vocal on African Flower. She is also the pianist. Wayne Shorter was on soprano sax, John Patitucci bass, and Brian Blade drums. I will play you one of the real vocals later on in the show. The album is called Daybreaks, and I can't recommend it enough, never mind too much. Another big band, but with a very different sound. That was the title song from a March to April 57 recorded LP, Straight Down the Middle. It was the Sota Finnegan Orchestra. Eddie Sota and Bill Finnegan, two well-known and highly respected arrangers, ran their orchestra together for 10 years from 1952. Both had serious careers before they joined together. Sota with Red Norvo initially, and then much, much later, he did all the string arrangements for Stan Getz on his brilliant Focus LP. Finnegan was with Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller. Their joint venture wasn't a commercial success, and the critics tended to look down on its output and regarded it very much as gimmicky, as it often had humorous bits in. Oh well. Soloists on that number were Nick Travers, trumpet, Sonny Rosso on trombone, and Gene Allen, tenor. Interestingly, Finnegan arranged Straight Down the Middle. Seems they always arranged separately. Let's have that Norah Jones vocal right now. ¶¶
who said it best? Were you the one? Let's just forget, leave it behind, and carry on. If you should find the time to speak, then speak to me. I'd never keep you from your final destiny. So carry on into the quiet. I am bound. What you have lost, I've never found. I lost my nerve, yet peace surrounds. So carry on.
Rather randomly, perhaps, I chose the shortest vocal, or it'll become the Norah Jones Show. Carry On, her own compo, a different lineup. Norah, obviously, vocal and piano. John Cowherd, Hammond B3. So that's rather puzzling, as the credits list a Dr. Lonnie Smith on background vocals, he being the master of the Hammond B3. In fact, on one of the songs, Flipside, another Norah Jones original, both Norah and Smith play Hammond B3s together. Don't get many duets like that. Back to this lineup. Chris Thomas, acoustic bass, and Brian Blade, still at the drums. You really do need to buy this album. We talked of grooves earlier. This LP is entitled Groovy.
Thank you.
Pianist Red Garland had 3 years in the Miles Davis Quintet, 55 to 58, where one critic rudely likened him to a cocktail bar pianist. And on this May 57 recording session, engineer Rudy Van Gelder, of course, he borrows the entire rhythm section from Miles's band. Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor drums. On this LP, the liner notes are by the much-respected jazz journalist Ira Gittler. He says of the title Groovy, quote, "Despite misuse by the unhip and abuse by the overhip, this colourful, highly descriptive jazz lexicon remains an effectively succinct means of expression in certain circles when used with restraint," unquote. Goodness, it's only an LP title, Ira. And we heard Red's own Hey Now, a riffy blues, to quote Ira again. Next, Shorty Rogers. Joy Cycle by Shorty Rogers and his Giants in LA, September 54. A small band of giants. Some of Shorty's bands were indeed very large. This is a quintet. Shorty trumpet, Jimmy Giuffre tenor. He plays clarinet and baritone on other tracks. Pete Jolly piano, Curtis Counts on bass, Shelly Mann drums. And more liner note waffle for you. Quote, "Joy Cycle's very structure is so excitingly and often contrapuntally formulated that the ensemble passages are as brilliantly conceived as the extemporaneous wailing by the variety of soloists," unquote. And it goes on and on. There are, I promise, only two musos on this next one. and that was Above the Rainbow for a Change. Pianist McCoy Tyner is the leader on this March 74 recorded Milestone LP. It's a 9-piece big band on all the other songs, but Above the Rainbow, a Tyner original, amazingly, is only him and vibes man Bobby Hutcherson. And next, it's our Ellingtonia slot, but it's a bit of a mystery for me, but a fabulous band. An all-star tribute to Duke Ellington is the title of this cheapo Kent Records LP. It must have previously been released on a real label, but I can't find it anywhere. It was released in 1977 in the UK. We heard the Ellington compo Main Stem. It's a truly stunning lineup. The guest vocalist is blues guitarist B.B. King. There are two Ellingtonians in the band, big name ones, Juan Tisol and Ben Webster, and also the likes of Conti Candoli, Al Porcino, Red Callender, Jimmy Rolls and Mel Lewis. Let's hear something from pianist Andrew Hill's very first album as a leader. Crackly old LP, though. Thank you. Body and Soul, recorded in Chicago 55-56. I called it Andrew Hill's first LP as a leader, not true in the very strictest sense. He did in fact record one 6 or so months earlier for the little-known Ping label, but it was never issued. This Warwick LP was reissued on vinyl some years later on Fresh Sounds. Hill piano, Malarkey Favors bass and James Slaughter drums. The LP is called So In Love with the Sound of Andrew Hill. Hill, born in Chicago, is yet another of those vastly underrated jazzmen, despite being on some truly notable Blue Note albums in the 60s, albeit as a sideman. It's vocal time.
Doodle-lama-lama, doodle-lama-lama, doodle-lie. Any umbrellas, to fix today. Bring your parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He can mend them all with what you call a thingamajig. Pitter-pitter-patter, pitter-pitter-patter, it looks like rain. Let it pitter-patter, let it pitter-patter, don't mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrella and go on his way, singing doodle-lama-lama, toodle-lay, doodle-lama-lama, toodle-lay. Any umbrellas to fix today. Sharpens knives for all the wives in the neighborhood, and he's very good. He fixed a clock, darn a sock, apple cart, broken heart, he'll mend anything, but he'd rather sing. Toodle-lama-lama, toodle-lama-lama, toodle-lie. Any umbrellas to fix today. He'll mend your umbrella and go on his way, singing toodle-lama-lama, toodle-lay, toodle-lay, toodle-lama-lama, toodle-lay, toodle-lay. Any umbrellas to fix today.
Hey, umbrella man.
Your umbrella man is here now.
Will you fix mine? Hey, Jeff.
Umbrella Man, from an ABC Paramount LP called Martha Davison's Spouse. I've seen it in the LP bins in various record shops for years and only recently decided to buy it. Glad I did. It's fun. Recorded mid-late 50s, Martha on piano and vocals and her spouse, Calvin Ponder, bass, and others unknown. Hey, the things we did last summer.
Thank you.
And that's from an original pressing Norgran LP. Norgran as in Norman Granz, who founded the label in 53 and then folded it into his new Verve label in 56, together with his Clef label, which he started back in 48. But back to this record. Buddy DeFranco, clarinet, with a fabulous rhythm section, as fabulous as can be. Kenny Drew, piano, Milt the Judge Hinton, bass and Art Blakey, drums. Most of this Jazz Moods LP is with Sonny Clark, Eugene Wright and Bobby White as the rhythm section, but thought we ought to hear the alternative, Drew Hinton Blakey lineup. Things We Did Last Summer, a long, long track that I faded out a bit early, so we can squeeze in two more this week. First, a guitar-led number. Thank you. Kenny Dorham's compo Blue Bossa, called here an optimistic romp with light Latin underpinnings. Seems like the writers of liner notes have the same far-reaching imagination as those people who think up the 247th name for a shade of white paint. This is a Muse LP called Exit, recorded in New York, Feb 76. Pat Martino is the leader and guitarist, Gil Goldstein piano, Richard Davis bass, and Billy Hart drums, but referred to here as Jabali Billy Hart. What better way to end this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz than with a song called Goodbye? It's an all-British cast. Tommy Whittle, tenor, and Alan Barnes, alto, are the co-leaders. The rhythm section is Mick Pine on piano, Alec Dankworth, bass, and Alan Jackson, drums. Recorded November 85. By the way, the liner notes on this occasion are by the ex-tenor man Benny Green, and as always with Benny, they are superb. Goodbye. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed all the numbers, all 14 of them, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.